You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, a woman has died after injecting Vaseline into her breasts. My guess, she was trying to augment them, and we'll talk about why that's probably a very, very bad idea. Even though we in the medical community are huge, huge fans of Vaseline for a variety of things, and we've talked about lubricants a lot on this show. I mean, it's a huge, huge subject that seems to always slither its way into the show somehow. But we need to talk about how, unfortunately, injecting it can cause you to die. Then, you know, some of you are really, really concerned with all the news on throat cancer. And if your throat cancer risk is now higher because of HPV. And apparently a study has looked at how certain signs of symptoms that you're having could tell us if it's a throat cancer or it's an issue that could be related to HPV. So we're just going to kind of review throat cancer and what some of the symptoms are. Then this is kind of cool. Many of us are dealing with allergies. We're just kind of getting over flu season, even though flu season will still last about another few weeks. But we're now really, really starting to get deep into allergy season. Well, apparently there is a nasal filter device, right, that you could stick in the nose that may help ease allergies. That kind of makes some sense, doesn't it? Then daily exercise lowers breast cancer risk. So for some of you women thinking, nah, I don't need to work out, you do. I think Starbucks is starting to bring in alcohol. All right. I think they're going to be starting it in one of their Seattle cafes, which is where their base is. We have a man who allegedly attacked a woman in 2011. Okay. And raped her. His defense, though, is no, she wanted it because, look, I am this good looking. So the good looking defense doesn't work. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, there's been a lot of news on water births. And I've had patients that have given birth in the water. I've never delivered a baby underwater. I just haven't. You know, because usually when I'm underwater, I'm looking for coral or looking for fish or something like that, or those stupid rings that the kids throw at the bottom of the pool. So I've never personally delivered any baby underwater. But a lot of people really dig that, and they think it allows more bonding, and they think the baby, you know, is more comfortable because the baby was born in amniotic fluid. So have the baby then born in water. It seems to transition the whole birth process. Trust me, they're going to freak out no matter what. All right, but this report is reminding us that water births can be dangerous and even deadly. Medical experts thus far have said there is no evidence that it benefits mom or it benefits baby, and that underwater births could be very, very harmful. See, that's the thing. I mean, do you have to be scuba certified to be a gynecologist in a water birth? I mean, basically, no. You aren't like scuba diving. You're above water. You do get to breathe. I know. I was freaked out about that. I'm delivering babies going, wait a second. I can only hold my breath for about 4 seconds. That's about it. Have you guys ever done that? Right? You know, you just try holding your breath and then all of a sudden you get the panic. I want to start like relaxing and being able to do that. I was watching the Journey to the Center of the Earth or the Mysterious Island, the one with the rock, you know, and I saw they had to be underwater for a period of time. I'd be like, oh, I can't do that. You know, just practice how long you could hold your breath. You start to freak out after a few seconds. Don't. You know, you gotta learn to relax, not freak out. All right, anyway, so apparently they have highlighted some rare but serious problems in newborns, including lethal infections, serious hemorrhages, and drownings. The guidelines released by the American Academy of Pediatrics and American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Have you guys ever seen the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists? Okay, I have never seen their exact college, okay? You know, you kind of wonder what they decorated the walls with. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. However, I have gone to a couple meetings where most of the rooms were obstetricians and gynecologists. And you start to, like, notice a lot of the silverware missing. I don't understand that. Okay? A spoon, really, people? It's a spoon. But they're tough cookies. You know, you all thought that the orthopedic surgeons were tough or the neurosurgeons. Oh, no, no, no. Your obstetricians and gynecologists, especially when they're in a group, these guys are rough. Because, I mean, think about it. They've gone where nobody usually likes to go. I mean, they have to be kind of aggressive about it, right? Because, you know, if you give the patient a choice, all right, well, we're going to be looking at this orifice and this orifice. Do you want us to? So, you know, a lot of times they're like, look, we're just going to look, be done with it. Let, you know, just don't be a wussy about it. These guys are pretty, pretty tough. These guys and gals are really, really tough. I don't mess around. And whenever an obstetrician or gynecologist calls, you know, I will drop everything because I just have a fear of them. Maybe it's because a speculum looks like a gun. Maybe it's because many of them walk around with speculums in their pockets. I don't know. All right? But just, you know, respect the gyno. Respect them. Anyway, so if a bunch of them are sitting there in their college, right, saying, don't do this, you listen. Now, water births are getting more and more popular in Europe. Okay? Right now, I think in England alone, most maternity units have one birthing pool. Didn't they talk about Princess Kate wanting to do a water birth? They say advocates claim that the soothing warm water could be especially beneficial for first-time mothers who may become particularly stressed. Oh, poor baby. I mean, of course it's stressful. Come on, women, buck up a little bit. We're giving birth. Okay, how unstressful. I mean, look at what we're raising a bunch of wussies. We're giving birth for crying out loud. Now, if you thought the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists were rough, there's a Royal College of Midwives and Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Okay, now these guys are like royally major. Both say that healthy women with uncomplicated pregnancies should have the option of water birth. So I see us going to war over this. We got the U.S. and the Brits arguing over these births. All right, just be careful out there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I know you guys have many other choices out there, and I really appreciate it. Today starts our 10-week campaign to raise money for kids with blood cancer. And I'm asking everybody for just $5. $5. There's a PayPal, very secure way for you to donate. All right. Even if you want to send me a bunch of pennies, I'll take it because we're talking about saving kids' lives. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and find the Help Children Fight Blood Cancer link. There's a nice little red button there once you get there, and you could donate. Any donations are tax deductible, and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is going to send you buy a receipt, something that you could use for your taxes. If you can donate more than $5, oh, hell yeah, please, please, please. But right now we're doing the $5 for Life campaign. Imagine what we could do if every one of my listeners gets, I know, that's $10. All right, well, imagine if, all right, my two listeners tells everybody else, and they end up donating $5. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com. All right, let's go to the phone lines and our question line 1-877-DocDahlia, 1-877-DocDahlia.
Yeah, Dr. Dahlia. I have been diagnosed with hypertension, high blood pressure. I've had this condition for several years. I think that I'm feeling that high blood pressure is really not exactly a disease, but it's more a symptom of underlying problems. My doctor wants to give me a medication, but I'm kind of reluctant to do that. What do you think?
Okay. So this is a very, very good point. Okay. Is high blood pressure an actual disease in and of itself, or is it a symptom of something else going wrong? I think it's both. All right. I think you are 100% right in that if you have high blood pressure, something kooky is going on. And we need to figure out what the kooky thing is. So I totally get that. All right. However, a symptom in and of itself could hurt you. So let's first deal with that, and then I'll tell you what could be causing your high blood pressure. So, for example, a lot of times we have to treat the symptom. Okay, so like, for example, if you are having chronic diarrhea, okay, and you are diarrhea-ing, okay, that is a symptom of something going wrong. Yeah, we'll call diarrhea an illness, but is diarrhea the disease? No, the disease could be colitis, the disease could be gastroenteritis, a flu bug, a side effect to a medication. But if we don't treat the symptom, you could dehydrate and die. Same thing with high blood sugar. High blood sugar is a symptom of diabetes, okay? You know, but you have to treat the high blood sugar, because if not, it could wreak havoc on your heart, your eyes, etc. So with high blood pressure, whether you have primary high blood pressure or secondary high blood pressure, where high blood pressure is caused because something else is going wrong, high blood pressure in and of itself could hurt you. So I understand the thinking that a lot of you guys have, and even though doctors, you know, get really, really mad at you, and I used to get mad, I'm like, gosh darn it, if I tell you to treat, do it. What the hell are you doing not taking your medicine? I understand your logic behind that. I'm still going to tell you to take the damn medicine, all right? But I want to tell you that I appreciate your concern and your reservation in that, okay, you know, I don't want to take something, mask it, and then not figure out what's going on. I'd rather figure out what's going on first. Here's the only problem. When it comes to high blood pressure, you could get a stroke or die of a heart attack, God forbid, before we figure out the reason. And so when it comes to high blood pressure, we treat while we figure it out. Just like somebody that's coming in with a full-blown infection and the white count is skyrocketing. Yeah, I'd like to know what it is. I'd like to know what type of bacteria it is, etc. But what we do is while we wait for the 3-day cultures, we're going to still put you on antibiotics anyway. Now, we'll quickly suck out the cultures of the blood. We'll take your urine. I mean, we'll take the stool culture. We'll still try to grab the test before you take your first dose, of course. But we're not going to withhold treatment because you could die before we figure out what the hell is going on. So my suggestion would be, if you think your doctor isn't going to look and look into it closer, then, you know, my suggestion would be to still protect yourself, but make sure your doctor does look deeper. Don't not take your medicine thinking that's going to prompt the doctor to look deeper. All that's going to do is prompt the doctor to put you into a hospital if he thinks you're in stroke range. Okay? So what else could be causing high blood pressure? Well, we already talked about the different reasons. We talked about this. You could have fluid overload. The diuretics that FDR was on was supposed to treat excess fluid. We dehydrate you. You hopefully have low blood pressure. So sometimes you could be overloaded with fluid. Sometimes it could be a heart rate issue where your heart rate is beating too quickly. That causes blood pressure, so we give you beta blockers, metoprolol, Inderol, propranolol to lower the heart rate. So we've done that, if it's a heart rate problem. Again, that could be a symptom of something else, too. Sometimes it could be that your arteries are just stiffening. And as you age, the pipes are getting stiffer and stiffer and less bendy and less compliant. So we use calcium channel blockers to kind of relax those. ACE inhibitors also help relax the blood vessels, but the ACE inhibitors also kind of stop this renin-angiotensin system where you secrete this hormone cascade. You give off this hormone cascade that causes your blood vessels to clamp up. That's why your ACE inhibitors are phenomenal, and your ARBs, which is along that same line, phenomenal in terms of stopping spikes. All right, so those are basically, yeah, there's other medicines, but those are just basically in a nutshell the medicines we use. So what could be causing high blood pressure that's not just essential or primary hypertension? Well, secondary hypertension is where your blood pressure rises because of other causes. So let's say you have a problem with the blood vessels going to the kidney. Now, remember I just talked about the angiotensin-renin system, where that gives off a cascade of hormones. Why the hell would that system exist? Well, because if the kidneys notice that less blood is coming to it, let's say you get shot or you've lost a lot of blood, the kidneys can sense through the blood vessels that you're not getting enough blood, so it immediately sends off this cascade, this angiotensin-renin system, to kind of tighten things up to make sure you could maintain your blood pressure. It's a defense mechanism. But what if you aren't bleeding out, you're not hypovolemic, but the arteries going to your kidneys are a little screwed up? Maybe there's some blockage. So the kidneys are like, well, we're not really getting that much blood, so I guess I need to clamp things up because he's hypovolemic. Or what if you have something called renal artery stenosis, where one of the arteries leading to your kidneys is so squeezed and compressed or narrow that the kidneys don't think you're getting blood? Those people will have huge high blood pressure. We open up the renal artery, you end up doing well. So if you have any kidney disease or vessel of the kidney disease, that can make your blood pressure go up. Let's say you have hormone issues like cortisol, aldosterone, high thyroid, adrenal gland tumors. Those can all cause blood pressure to rise. Even hypothyroid, low blood pressure, can do it. You know, I've been diagnosing a lot of hyperparathyroidism. Now, the parathyroid is the gland behind the thyroid, para, around, so to speak. So parathyroid is a hormone that kind of secretes, that kind of manages a lot, whether it's your calcium, your vitamin D, etc. So if you have hyperparathyroidism, okay, that could then, and that could be also secondary, that could be a cause of something else going on, you could find yourself having high blood pressure as well. A lot of people don't realize that lead poisoning can do it, all right? There are certain metals that could mess with your blood pressure. So sometimes we check a lead. A lot of times my patients that have had excessive fluid in their brain, we know when they're starting to build up extra fluid, not because of a headache, but because their blood pressure goes up. So when you have increased pressure inside the skull, many times blood pressure will go up as well. You'll also see in your quadriplegics, unfortunately, blood pressure go up. If you want a good review of secondary causes of high blood pressure, definitely go to ehealthmd.com. They have a great source. They even bring up how certain antidepressants, like Wellbutrin, etc., could possibly raise your blood pressure, Ritalin, ADD medications, appetite suppressants, diet pills. Many times I have to take people off their birth control because their birth control could do it. Steroid medication, your asthmatics that take corticosteroids or other types of patients that take corticosteroids could do it. We've talked about how Motrin, Advil, Aleve, these over-the-counter anti-inflammatories could do it. And then, of course, I mean, the list goes on. But what a lot of people don't realize is licorice can raise blood pressure. Did you guys know that? Licorice can. So for those of you that go to a movie and just chomp on the red vines, licorice can do that, so that's kind of important. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. all I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
Yeah, and what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communication Network for making this show happen and Tom working the dials. And a big thanks to you guys for your $5 donations. I'm seeing them come in. I mean, still listen to my show, but I really, really appreciate it, guys. We're just talking $5 for the $5 for a Life campaign. We're helping to raise money through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society to help these kids fight blood cancer and adults. Just in case you don't like kids, the money will help adults also. All right? So I know some of you are like, really, the kids? That's okay. Look, we'll help adults too, okay? Okay. The money helps everybody, right? Helps to fight for research of blood cancers, leukemia, and lymphoma, as well as helps these families pay for their medical costs, okay? We can't rely on Obamacare, as y'all can see. We need help. Okay, we're taking calls and your medical questions at 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Garrett, over the break, wanted to know which blood pressure medicine had the worst side effects. I think he wants to know which blood pressure medicine should you stay away from, because which of them has the worst side effects. Well, I mean, they all have side effects. It's a good question, because many people say, which is the safest? You know, put me on the safest blood pressure medicine. Well, to me, the safest medicine is the blood pressure medicine that, addresses what you need. So, for example, I think beta blockers are extremely safe. If you have a high heart rate and we put you on a beta blocker at night, like a metoprolol, labetalol, propranolol, these medicines are excellent. I think they're very safe. But if you don't have a high heart rate and your resting heart rate is already in the 60s, I would say no, don't do those, because that makes you dizzy. You know, same thing with the diuretics. Many people do really, really well with the water pills, okay, where we add them to your ACE inhibitor, or we use them as an adjunct. We used to use them first line for blood pressure. The only thing is it does make you urinate more. So if you urinate more, you get up in the middle of the night, you may have issues sleeping. It could also cause erectile dysfunctions. The diuretics, a big concern is losing potassium. And we talk about losing potassium. Even though there's potassium-sparing diuretics, many people use the non-potassium-sparing diuretics. They seem to work a little bit better on the blood pressure, yet you could be losing your potassium. That could cause leg cramps and weakness and fatigue, etc. And what a lot of people don't realize is those of you that have gout, all right, you know, the gout, right, where all of a sudden you get a joint that just blows up and hurts, gout could be caused or incited by your diuretic, causing you to have increased uric acid in your system. So a lot of people kind of forget about that, you know. Many of you say, well, okay, you know, which medicines cause erectile problems? Most of them do, even your beta blockers, the beta blockers that slow down your heart rate. Sometimes you find erectile dysfunctions with those as well as the diuretics. Some people will notice some insomnia, even though beta blockers usually make you a little tired. I've had some patients say they get insomnia. We used to try to avoid beta blockers in your asthma patients, because usually we like a beta agonist to help open up the airway. Beta blockers, they felt, constricted the airway. But, you know, many of my patients, they still do fine with the beta blocker, so we're not as concerned. We've talked about ACE inhibitors and side effects of those. The cough is probably one of the more common ones, where people will have this dry type of cough type of thing. The dry cough that just doesn't go away, that could be because of your benazepril, your Zestril, enalapril, captopril, whatever. Anything that ends with an ill. Now, very rarely, though, we'll see angioedema or skin rashes with the ACE inhibitors. Some people will even say that they find that they've lost their taste. Now, I know some of you are like, well, wait a second, if you lose your taste, yay, I can lose weight. Nah, I get nervous. I don't want you losing your taste. But that's a rare side effect. Now, the angiotensin II receptor blockers, that also helps protect, you know, your blood vessels from narrowing and tightening up with that angiotensin renin cascade, and it doesn't seem to have the cough like the ILs do, the ACE inhibitors do. So your blood vessels will stay open. But some people will claim that the ARB makes them very dizzy. So some of you guys on Cozar or Benicar or Diovan, you'll say, you know, my blood pressure works, but it makes me a little dizzy. That could be why. So, of course, you want to talk to your doctor about that. Then, you know, we've talked about the calcium channel blockers. The calcium channel blockers I usually use more for my men who don't want to have as much erectile dysfunction when they take their blood pressure medication. And the reason why is calcium channel blockers relax blood vessels. So you should be able to then hopefully maintain whatever erectile ability you have. But then keep in mind, without the constriction that the Viagra causes, sometimes the blood will just go back, you know. So to, you know, the penis is amazing. I'm still blown away by it. How it knows how to maintain the whole keeping the blood and then having this feedback mechanism so the blood doesn't stay. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's one of my favorite organs. But the calcium channel blockers, my skin is actually one of my favorite organs. I think the skin is, because it's so big and there's so much you could do and so much you could cut out of it, you know, with moles, and it does so much and we really abuse it. So I'm a real fan of the skin. We gotta, you know, work on that. We'll talk about that. But your calcium channel blockers, a lot of people, you know, don't realize can also cause constipation. It could also cause headaches, and some people will even get irregular heartbeat. Now, the most common cause of, like a calcium channel blocker would be your Norvasc, your Cardizem, your Tyazak, amlodipine. Some of you take Lotrel. That's a combo medication. A calcium channel blocker is in that. Many of you will see the swollen ankles because it just kind of dilates, relaxes the vessels. Now, alpha blockers are very, very common. Your clonidines. These work really well to reduce nerve impulses to blood vessels, preventing the constriction like a lot of people get. But you could get orthostatic hypotension. Orthostatic hypotension is when you get up really quickly and you stand up orthostatically, and then you have hypotension where your blood pressure falls. So a lot of you will get dizziness, lightheadedness, a lot of times first thing in the morning. It can also cause a fast heart rate. They even now have alpha-2 receptor agonists. That also kind of decreases the activity of the adrenaline-producing part of the nervous system. That's pretty cool. Then you got the alpha-beta blocker combos, like your Coregs and stuff. Those are pretty cool. Again, similar symptoms. You got your central agonists, your peripheral adrenergic inhibitors, your vasodilators, like your nitroglycerins. You have renin inhibitors. I mean, there's all sorts of cool stuff. But, I mean, you could have a variety of things. You could have heartburn. You could have swelling around the eyes. You could have joint aches. You could have, you know, there's so many side effects. So I can't, to answer your question, Garrett, say which one is the safest. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, but I can say, you know, first, use the medication that's appropriate for what you need. Find out why you have the high blood pressure. If it's a parathyroid issue, fix your parathyroid. If it's a thyroid issue, fix your thyroid. If it's a cortisol issue or an adrenal issue or a mother-in-law issue, you got to fix it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, that was a good one. Let's move on to breast cancer. They say getting more than an hour of physical activity each day can reduce a woman's risk of breast cancer. Now, we don't have enough studies on male breast cancer, but men get breast cancer too, which is why I always tell you guys to check yourself. Palpate, look around the breast area, because that's kind of where your breast tissue is. Okay? Now, they say in women, although the type of tumor a woman has affects how much exercise would help, a review of 37 studies found that regular physical activity is beneficial for any of us women of all ages and sizes. So you need to get, though, here's the kicker, more than an hour of physical activity each day. The researchers looked at data involving more than 4 million women. When compared with the women who got the least amount of physical activity, those who were the most active were able to reduce their risk for breast cancer by 12%. We know that fat and fat hormones and estrogen could be stimuli for breast cancer. We know that, okay? So obviously, the less weight, the more exercise, the better. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's talk about that woman who injected Vaseline. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy.
How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones.
Nurse Amy. And members of the American Prepper Network,
along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations,
walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Alright, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter. at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a woman dies, this is really sad, after injecting Vaseline into her breasts. A 39-year-old Argentinian woman wanted to enhance the size of her breasts, but she injected them with Vaseline. Sonia Perez Lanzon was admitted to Lucio Molas Hospital in Santa Rosa, Argentina, after experiencing trouble breathing. She initially denied what she had done, but then she confessed that she had injected herself with Vaseline several weeks earlier, trying to enhance her breast size. Doctors found several lesions on both breasts as a result of the home injection. She did this at home. The Vaseline got into the bloodstream. It caused clots. These traveled to her lungs, and she experienced pulmonary embolism. Pulmonary embolism is a blockage of an artery in her lung. This then resulted in death. And Dr. Julio Plia Cardenas, chief of surgery, said he's never seen anything like this. You know, the human body can remove bacteria and viruses, but it doesn't have the mechanisms against this type of product. But he says he's noticed an increasing number of people using Vaseline injections as a form of body augmentation. In fact, he's seen men injected into their penis to increase penis size. Now, I really don't want to spend time reviewing what Vaseline is for, okay? But it's supposed to be external, not internal. A lot of people think, well, it's okay internally, and I'm not saying this as a joke. A lot of people think if it's going into orifices, that means it's okay internally. No, it's not, okay? We have an extremely delicate system with our body. You know, many of you think, oh, you know, I get blood work done, or, you know, I take heroin shots. I mean, it's okay. Things are allowed to go into your body. I could get a flu shot, an allergy shot. You're right. We put stuff into our body, but we make sure it doesn't go into a vein. Okay? Yeah, and we make sure it's being done by some sort of medical professional. Now, this idea of directly injecting things into your breasts is not, you know, new by any means. I mean, in the older days, that's how they did silicone. All right? They didn't have silicone implants, so they would inject the silicone directly into the breast. I told you how I had a patient where the silicone had fallen and migrated down to the abdomen, and so she had all these hard lumps, kind of worm-like lumps in her abdomen. Her breasts were still saggy. And it's a shame because, you know, I understand that. I had saggy boobies. I did. Okay? And I was very, very lucky before the recession to be able to do something to, you know, semi-fix them. And then, you know, they just still sag again. So you guys have all seen my mammogram picture. So, I understand that. And so, you know, for any of you guys that want to get some nip tuck, I don't blame you, okay? I know we used to always keep it quiet, and many of you guys want me to still keep that kind of stuff private, but, I mean, I'm not embarrassed by it. Hell yeah, I had to do some nip tuck. Thus far, it's the only nip tuck I've had. I know I need a lot more, but I don't have the money to do it. So that's why I'm in radio, so you guys don't have to look at me while I start to sag. There's a lot of stuff. I would love to do an abdominal. I'd love to do a tummy tuck. I'd love to do some liposuction. Love to do some Botox. But here's the thing. I know I'm going to need it later, so why start now? You guys just need to get used to the way I look. All right? And, in the meantime, I could always use Spanx, so, you know, I'm fine. But you have a lot of people that just don't have the luxury of working in radio or having a husband who is just too tired and exhausted and browbeaten to even look for another wife. So I feel like I'm pretty stable, God willing, with what I have in my relationship, so I don't have to enhance. But there's a lot of people that they don't. They need to. They're under a lot of pressure. You know, it blows my mind when I have couples in my office where a very, very thin, well-fit woman is sitting there as I'm telling her that she has high cholesterol, probably genetic, and the husband is yelling at her, I told you, it's what you eat, I told you. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. I mean, she could be in the 400s. She's doing so well that she's only bringing it down to the 250s, but this is genetic. And, there's a lot of pressure people get from their spouses. We don't realize that. You know, and I'm sure I give my husband a lot of pressure and he gives me pressure. I don't think about it. I just, you know, you just kind of learn to live and I mean, I kind of know what's expected of me and he knows what's expected of him and, you know, we don't make a big deal about it. But when it comes to looks, This is just one of these untold truths out there. So if you do want to enhance your breasts, even breastfeeding. No, I wouldn't not breastfeed, because whether you breastfeed or not, you still sag. Even women that don't, that never breastfed, they still sag. That's what happens with age. Things droop, and your butt sags too, people. Butt sag. Okay? So there's certain lifting procedures, there's certain tightening procedures with skin. There's a variety of cosmetic type things to do. But I'm gonna tell you, even when you do cosmetic surgery, it only lasts, you know, a certain amount of time. There was a young lady, she was in her 20s. I had been doing a plastic surgery rotation to learn more about plastic surgery. And I rotated with Dr. Gozel Anson, who was amazing. And I did a rotation there. And there was a young girl that went in to get a bunch of liposuction done and a tummy tuck and the abdominoplasty. And she did it. She looked amazing. And then she got pregnant a month later. And all of that went for kind of, I mean, you know, yeah, she probably still had some overall long-term help, but just realize, you know, nothing you do is going to be permanent, but make sure it's safe, because unfortunately the risks and any life-threatening issues that would be permanent. Now, another very important piece to the story, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, is be truthful to your doctor. There's a chance she would be alive today if she told the doctors what happened, okay? Because whenever anybody injects anything into themselves, the first thing I always think about is pulmonary embolism or some sort of a stroke, clot, or something. So she denied what she had done, eventually confessed. Now, doctors found several lesions on both breasts as a result of the home injections. You know, we doctors have to do detective work. You thought Jack Bauer was cool. We doctors are just as cool as Jack Bauer. We are. And this is a great case for a medical student to learn that you're not going to always get the truth from a patient. They're going to be very, very embarrassed. I can't tell you how many patients fell on shampoo bottles or fell on plungers or wood broomsticks and lacerated their colon. Okay, I mean, you know, you need to somehow, you want to take a history and you want to believe the patient, but you also have to make sure you're thinking lateral in case you're not getting the full true story from the patient. Okay, we've seen Tonka trucks up in the rectum, etc. So your job is to do whatever studies you need to figure out what's going on in case they aren't telling you. And for any of you, you know, new to healthcare, if you have somebody having trouble breathing, and, I mean, you may want to check the buttock area. You may want to check the breast area for injection sites or some sort of lumps. And, you know, also, you know, many doctors and healthcare professionals, they don't know how to talk to patients. You know, and it's very intimidating. You're in an ER setting. You're like, what did you do? What's wrong? What happened? And I remember when I was dealing with some guy that blew off his foot kicking some firework powder and stuff. I mean, the rest of the patients that day in the ER, they didn't really get a lot of TLC or lovey-dovey from me. I mean, it was like, okay, look, I got an emergency here. What's going on? All right, I'm waiting for orthopedic. What? You're here for what? Really? More Lortab? So, I mean, I know sometimes we're kind of rough, okay? But if there's a way to elicit the truth from somebody, you're going to do one hell of a job. You know, when we come back in the next hour, I want to talk about, every now and then we talk about this on the show, how to bring up things to your doctor. Because I can't tell you how many times patients will come in saying they have a condition. So here I am swayed, and they're having absolutely something else going on. And you almost have to say, okay, no more history. Let me ask the questions. You don't say anything. Just give me yes or no. Because many people wrongly misdiagnose themselves. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.